Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The internet can be your window to the world or an open door that lets cyber criminals in. Online theft, webcam spying, and identity fraud are all on the rise. But you can stay safe with Kaspersky Lab, the world's most awarded internet security. Kaspersky protects your money, privacy, identity, and data with technology perfected over 20 years. So keep exploring. Kaspersky Lab will keep you safe online. Learn more at Kaspersky.com.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. And today is actually something special because we're actually going to change up the format of the show. And this may be something I might consider doing going forward, doing a more casual approach, talking to you about a game if it happens to not fit the more technical aspects of my graphics, sound, multiplayer, extras, etc., etc. I'm actually joined with Ryan the Uneven Flow Merkley here on the show, frequent Twiggit contributor.
Yeah, hello.
And we're going to be talking about Hello Games and PlayStation 4s and PCs, No Man's Sky. This is a game that has pretty much been very divisive in the gaming community. You either love it or hate it, or you don't know whether you like it yet. And it's one of those games where very high concept. This game was hyped to the moon, and I think that's affected how people...
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
People are viewing it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, you watch the... I guess we're going to get right into it when I say this, because you watch the E3 videos and the final product doesn't really match them. Now, whoever's fault, I think a lot of the hype was from fans, though, because Murray and co. at Hello Games were really nebulous about what the game actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, going into it, did you know exactly what the game was and what you would do?
Not really. I mean, all I knew was it's exploration and blah, 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 and
dogfighting, and yeah, they had a bunch of bullet points.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it pretty much was. That's all I really knew. And I wanted it to be something exciting, but it just... I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, I had someone come to me on my Facebook and said, I guess you don't want to explore Strange New World and all those things. And he very much pitched the Star Trek angle towards me. And I think that's what I expected, except I expected more Star Trek-y science, and well, I didn't get that.
Yeah, you saw my reply. Like, yeah, remember the episode where, you know, this is not exactly what I said, but it still fits. Remember the episode of Star Trek where Captain Picard beams down to a planet, mines dilithium for an hour so they can leave with no one else around them and nobody to talk to and no sentient life?
Yeah, like, there wasn't an end game with No Man's Sky. And that's the thing, though. With No Man's Sky, it's very hard to call it a game in the traditional sense.
Yeah, I mean, there is an end game, but to get there, it's everything, all those bullet points they mentioned are in the game, but it's joined together through an exceptionally repetitive series of events. Like, you go to a new planet, and you immediately have to start mining to get the stuff so you can leave the planet and go to the next planet.
Yeah, and it's one of those games where it's easy to get stuck on a planet because each planet is procedurally generated, which means you can get hosed really, really easy.
You can, and it's not helped by combat is not exceptionally well done. It's funny because aiming and that kind of thing is tough on the planet. Now, to be fair, the enemies aren't super tough or aggressive. You're not necessarily going to die unless you get swarmed. Alternatively, dogfighting is ridiculously easy, unless it has to be more than four ships attacking you at the same time before you really even get a challenge there. And it's just, that's kind of weird. I want to talk about the positive because we actually hit on it already.
Well, why don't we start out with our experiences? My first experience with this is my first planet was actually called the Paradise Planet. Literally. It had tons of resources. It had cool life on it. I had like dinosaur thing and dinosaurs and monkeys sort of like things. I had these weird crab creatures. Tons of plutonium, tons of like lithium or something, but I couldn't find enough resources for stuff for my ship. But it was very varied in what its life was. I'm like, all right, we're off to a good start here. This is actually pretty cool. And I felt like literally I'm exploring a strange exoplanet out there, and I'm thinking, all right, this is the basis for something kind of neat. I literally did feel like I'm exploring, and I've never been one for those open box sand games where you explore. Some people could argue a game like Skyrim is like that, but you're always doing a story, even if you're wandering around here. The story in No Man's Sky is get to the center of the galaxy and explore. Like, there is no real kind of meta plot. There are alien races you run into to varying degrees of interestingness, so to speak, I guess.
Mostly not. Like, it's very similar. It's basically just, you respond, you know, hopefully positively because you haven't translated the language, and, you know, they either get mad at you or they don't.
Yeah, and it does take a long time to learn languages, too, like, because you do that by finding milestones and knowledge markers, and sometimes you can learn the same word, like, three or four times.
And that's one of the positives, though. I liked that idea. I wish maybe it was sped up a little more because, yeah, you really don't get the full idea of what they're saying for quite some time in. It might have been a little more neat to speed that up. Maybe speed that process up and just have more languages. So you got to do it over and over again or find different races.
Or if they had a working faction system, if you work with one of the factions, you'll learn their language a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Now, what was your experience like?
Mine was mostly positive as well, especially starting out. Now, one of the things the game does well, I think, all the way through is that sense when you first find a new planet. And my first planet was solid. I didn't have resource issues. In terms of alien life, I only had one type there, and it was sort of a dog, kind of dog crab thing cross. And I had no real issues there, really, with the first couple planets. And again, what it does well is when you first land on a planet and you're first exploring it, it can be really neat, especially if you found a good planet, like with lots of different life and some different minerals and that kind of thing to mine for. But as I went on, that became fewer and further between. Like, it would kind of be one out of every four or five planets would be interesting. And even then, in terms of every planet's got something that wants to kill you. Sometimes it's the life on it. Sometimes it's the sentinels. Other times, though, there's radioactivity or rain or that kind of thing. And even early on, like I'm talking within the first 10 planets I visited, I didn't see a lot of variation in it. It really, they felt a little bit alike. And that's going to happen. I don't necessarily hold that against the game. What I did hold against it was by planet 10, it seemed like I had already kind of fallen into a rut. I needed a certain amount of stuff to make another piece so my drive system could go further. And it was just a sort of, I don't want to say unending because it's not. I'm trying really hard to not make the game sound repetitive and boring.
But it is, though, and that's the problem.
At its worst, that's what it was. And at its best, there's that sense of exploration. But again, like, I'm, for me, it was, you know, one out of every four was probably the ratio. And it's not enough for a game. Like, the actual, we talked about this at length a little while ago, that the game mechanics aren't there. Like, there's no sense of progression, really, in terms of, yes, you're slowly working your way towards the middle of the universe, but on the opposite side, you're not really improving your house or your ship or that kind of thing. You can get new ships and stuff. Oh, and by the way, the inventory system, absolute worst I've ever seen in games, and I love KOTOR.
I'd argue, I mean, it reminds me of Destiny, but worse.
Yeah, and you lose all of your inventory, by the way, when you upgrade ships or anything that's in the ship, which, by the way, that's terrific. Thanks for that. So you got to try to carry all of it. Anyway, but the crafting never hits the depth of something like a Minecraft, Starbound, Terraria, whatever. And that seems to kind of be the game as well, that with the exception of that exploration feeling, there's a lot to do in the game, but it's all about half an inch deep. Like, there's no depth to a lot of the systems, unfortunately.
One of the things that I found out through it, and this is, now, I spent about 10 hours with, with this game before I eventually got frustrated with all the PlayStation 4 crashes I started having, is it seems like your questing was nothing but getting better ships and getting better inventory. So basically, it was a quest for inventory slots.
Yeah.
And that really bothered me, because I wanted a game about exploration should be more about should be more than just holding a button to mine minerals. That's not fun. And I heard people have called this game relaxing. I call it very, very, very tedious. Now, for me, I'm a huge space guy. You ask me what's a pulsar, what's a quasar, what's a wolf, rayet, star, stuff like that. I can tell you tons of space phenomena. I wanted to have No Man's Sky be, I wanted it to be a learning game. I wanted it to be, here's all the advances we've made with exoplanets, with deep space telescopes, with everything we know mixed with the signs that we're going to have to make up for it, right? I wanted to learn. I never got that.
Yeah, it would have been nice if,
But to be fair, though, as you mentioned, there were different varied worlds. There were ice worlds, there were worlds that had incredible levels of radiation. And that's something else I wanted to bring up, too. You're constantly fighting to survive, and it's just a pain in the ass. Like, life support is low, shields are low, your weapon is running out of charge. Like, holy shit. And it seemed like it was every 5 minutes for me.
Yeah, I got to mention, before I get to my other point, was that the PC version, there are mods for it already. Two of the first ones, one is fixing the terrible inventory system, and then one of the second ones was turning off all of the constant notices. Like, why is it telling me when I'm at 75% of my environmental health, essentially? Like, really? That's not exactly low here, guys. I got some time. But the other point I wanted to make is, what if you could actually build sort of a homestead and that kind of thing? If you find a place you really like, maybe you can mark it on your map so you can go back to it. That's where your house is. You build things. Like, adding sort of a Minecraft-ish element to it. Like, I think that's the game's biggest issue, is that there's just not enough to do with any of it that's varied. It becomes repetitive because there's no depth to anything. There's no depth to the crafting. There's no depth to the mining. It never steps out of what you do on that first planet.
Like, someone described it to me as wide as an ocean, deep as a puddle. And it's hard to disagree with something like that. Because, like you said, there's no depth. Inventory system is annoying, and there's no easy way to get around. Like, I should be able to easily jump back to a planet that I like instead of having to go through three or four different menus. Plus, with space combat, for example, you have to go through menus during a fight to recharge your shields. Like, come on.
Yeah, and there's no pause or anything, too. It's all real time, yeah.
Which is nice that it's realistic in that regard, but at the same time, if this is really a space fighter or at least has any kind of automated systems, it's going to have something to take care of something like that.
To me, this is the ultimate your mileage may vary game. Like, I can understand people being really excited and excited enough by the exploration aspect to want to keep playing it. It's just not really for me, because there's the part of me that's a game reviewer that's played a billion video games. And I hate to say it, but the stuff we've commented about, the problems we have, like the controls are not great, inventory system not great, et cetera, et cetera. Those are objectively bad issues. Like, that's not going to vary for people. Like, those are bad. And if you can overlook them and the exploration, like, really does it for you, I can understand how you can really enjoy this game. It's just, I couldn't.
I think my problem with this is it's the price point. This came out as a full price retail $60 game. If you'd launch this as a $20 indie title with promises of updates coming on a regular basis, here's my money, $20, I don't feel bad. Yeah. But at $60, when I can get a more complete game from, say, the Mass Effect games or something like that, where I have competent story, exploration, and combat, you know what I'm saying here? Like,
I hate to say it, but why not just flat out make the comparison to Minecraft?
Yeah, true. Yeah, like, see, and that's the thing, though. No Man's Sky is important because of games like Minecraft. I know Sean Murray has said we want to be like Minecraft, where here's the base of the game, we're going to keep adding to it. The problem is, Everyone has read, there's a post on Reddit which details everything that was promised to us, and we got less than a quarter of that.
I wasn't sure if you had read that as well, too. I kept meaning to mention it to you before. Yeah, I had seen that, too. Also, keep in mind, this game launched broken on the PC, which, you know, great. Thanks for that. And it's just, I feel really bad criticizing it because it's exceptionally ambitious, and the last thing we need is less ambitious creators. Like, I like the Chris Robertses or Sean Murrays, that the people who are aiming high, but where those comparisons end, unfortunately, is you get, you know, your Peter Molyneux, who I love Molyneux, I like that he aims high with his games, but he doesn't hit the mark he's looking at. And then you compare it to Chris Roberts, who has repeatedly hit the mark. So, I mean, when he promises big things with Star Citizen, I believe him. And with Murray, he kind of missed the mark, but it's a small team. First, you know, major game. So I'm willing to cut slack. And like I say, the last thing I want is to discourage them. I mean, I would love it if he continues to work on this game and they patch in some more depth and that kind of thing. Or hell, even if they decide to just move on and try something new and something different, the last thing I want is the creativity stifled by EA or the creativity stifled by a public that was angry about the last game not delivering. I'd prefer you aim high and miss than he just create, you know, another FPS or something. And, okay, he does everything he promised, but it's just another mediocre first-person shooter or something like that.
Yeah, like, I want to see them add in faction systems. I want to see them add in a full economy. I'd love to have crafting that means something. I want to have ships be cooler. Give me more variety. Let them feel different. Let them suit to my particular play style.
And this is why, when we talked about it, too, I had said that I would never advise somebody not to buy this game. I think they should really, really look into it and decide whether or not it's for them from some longer form, well-written reviews rather than, you know, the usual sort of don't go by the scores, that kind of thing. I don't want to discourage people from buying it because I want to see these guys be able to continue on and try again.
Well, that's why I'm glad there's services like GameAccess.ca or GameFly. This is a try before you buy a game for sure.
Yeah, or the Steam sort of setup where you can get a refund as well.
Yeah, so. Like it's the kind of game you have to experience firsthand to see whether you're into it or not. And I'm glad I tried it first and had a bunch of really positive experiences before the negative ones started piling up. I decided On my first planet, like I said, it was perfect. And then I started getting a lot of hostile life trying to kick my ass. I got my ass kicked. Then I restarted everything. Every world I got was this hostile radioactive rock that kept trying to kill me. And it was always sentinels here and death monkeys here. So it was not a fun time, so to speak. But I don't, like you said, I don't want to discourage people from not giving this game a try, because this game could very well be very, very important in the future.
It's a game that deserved to be tried. And as a certainly as a tech demo and as a step forward in terms of gaming and in terms of attempting something like this, it's big. But as a video game, oof, it's tough.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think this game has a lot to prove. I think it's going to prove it maybe a year's worth of patches down the road. We'll have to wait and see.
I suspect it made money, and I just want to say, too, kudos to Sony for getting behind it and trying something that's really different from everything that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, good on them. I'm sure that this made money. Like, 100% sure. It became one of the highest Steam sellers on its first day. And that's for the entire year. So that's a ton of money right there. And I'm quite sure the PS4 version, I mean, it was sold out in a lot of stores, or places around here weren't necessarily taking pre-orders anymore. So, I mean, that's good. But, yeah, I mean, this is one of those games that when you tell people, like, you shouldn't really pre-order video games because you don't always know what you're going to get on day one. This is kind of one I'd point to.
Yeah. So I guess final verdict, what are you going to say, Ryan?
Oh, in the end, I recommend it simply because I want to see more from these people. I mean, I've done this with movies before that. It's a movie that if I were to evaluate it on its own, I probably wouldn't give it, you know, above average or above, you know, a 5 out of 10 or something like that. But with this, because of the potential and because I'm impressed with the developers and what they were trying to do and what they did succeed. I mean, don't just focus on what was taken out. Look at what they did manage to do. I mean, it's a ridiculously well done universe. It does look good. And there is a fair amount of variance in between the worlds, despite what I said earlier. So, I mean, focusing on the positives here, to me, it's a good enough step forward that I'd tell people, you know, go into it with an open mind. If you get the opportunity to try it before purchase, definitely do that, though.
Yeah. For my final verdict, it's definitely a try before you buy it. I recommend a service like Gamefly or GameAccess.ca just so you can get your kind of hands on it. Spend at least 3 hours with it to see what you think, but know that you approach it as an experience rather than a game, and I think your mileage may definitely kind of vary on this title. But like I said, who knows what will happen with this game a year from now, how well it's supported. Hopefully it'll be free supported, no Seasons Pass bullshit. Which I think is what they said. All the DLC will be free for it. So
he said that and then slightly backtracked.
Well, he says a lot of things.
Yeah, so I suspect that any DLC and additions are going to be free to this, though.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. So that's our evaluation and thought process on No Man's Sky from Hello Games, played on the Sony PlayStation 4 and the PC. So next time, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be looking at. It's the big fall summer or the big fall season for games. I'm sure I'll be looking at everything that comes out from Battlefield 1 to Titanfall 2 to everything in between. I'll be talking about that over the course of the next month or two.
Play Deus Ex. It's really good.
Looking forward to that one, definitely, too. So until next time, we have been
Ryan the Uneven Flow.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodson. Live free or die hard, and I will see you across No Man's Sky.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.